KAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Authorities in Montgomery County report a Red Oak teen was being held at the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs after allegedly making terroristic threats last week against another student at the Stanton High School. An investigation by Red Oak Police and the Sheriff's Office determined 14-year-old Dylan Martinson of Red Oak allegedly made a threat about bringing a gun to school with the intentions of using it against another student. School and law enforcement officials were notified about the threat last Thursday night. Martinson will remain at the juvenile detention center until his hearing takes place within the juvenile court system. An investigation into the incident continues. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. Planting season rolled right into hay season, but we need to be thinking about harvest. We've got a great selection of CR combines here at Lindemann Tractor. We've got a popular model, a CR9060. It's a 2008. It's got 1,198 hours, heavy-duty planetaries. It's set up to either go with an Ag Leader yield monitor or a New Holland yield monitor. Came from an excellent home, and you won't believe the price we have on this machine. Also, we have a CR9070, a 2011. Real low-hour machine for a two-year-old machine with 335 separator hours. Auto steer complete with HID lighting, 620/70R42 duals. A nice machine, a lot like new. And don't forget, New Holland Credit has teamed up with Lindemann Tractor to give us 0% financing for up to 60 months with qualified credit on any used combine. I know you've been really busy, but harvest is coming up soon, and the best selection is right now. Call us today, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
A criminal complaint says a 17-year-old accused of killing a 5-year-old boy in western Iowa led family members to the body. Information on the complaint released Tuesday said Cody Metzger Madsen led family members on Saturday to Dominic Elkins' body at the bottom of a rural Harrison County ravine. Metzger Madsen and Dominic had lived at the same foster home for nearly 3 weeks. The complaint says Metzger Madsen changed his story to deputies about what happened to Dominic. The complaint also says the teen had blood on his T-shirt and Dominic was found with multiple injuries to his head and torso, although autopsy results have not been released. Metzger Madsen has been charged as an adult with first-degree murder. Sheriff's deputies in Cass County on Tuesday arrested 32-year-old Stephen Robert Peterson of Atlantic. Peterson was taken into custody on a warrant for two felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver. One charge originated from the Atlantic Police Department, the other from the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Peterson was brought to the Cass County Jail, where he was being held on $10,000 bond. A call about a reported domestic disturbance Monday evening in Messina resulted in the arrest of 31-year-old Brian Harold Iltz of Messina on drug, alcohol, assault, and other charges. Iltz faces charges that include felony possession of a controlled substance, third offense, methamphetamine, OWI first offense, a serious misdemeanor, and simple misdemeanor charges of criminal mischief in the fourth and fifth degree, domestic abuse, assault, and driving under suspension. Iltz was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on a $7,500 bond. An Omaha television station is reporting a plea deal has been reached in the case of a Western Iowa teen facing two felony counts of sexual abuse and one felony count of kidnapping. The charges stem from allegations made in the winter of 2012 after at least five girls reported 17-year-old Creighton Dale Elwood assaulted them. Elwood is the son of Trainer School District Superintendent Kevin Elwood. WOWT reports in a tentative deal arranged late Tuesday afternoon at the Pottawatomie County Courthouse. The younger Elwood and his attorney have agreed to withdraw a request to have his case moved to juvenile court. He will instead be tried as an adult. Court documents say Elwood is scheduled to appear in court next Monday, September the 9th, for his arraignment hearing. News time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. Planting season rolled right into hay season, but we need to be thinking about harvest. We've got a great selection of CR combines here at Lindemann Tractor. We've got a popular model, a CR9060. It's a 2008. It's got 1,198 hours, heavy-duty planetaries. It's set up to either go with an Ag Leader yield monitor or a New Holland yield monitor. Came from an excellent home, and you won't believe the price we have on this machine. Also, we have a CR9070, a 2011. Real low-hour machine for a two-year-old machine with 335 separator hours. Auto steer complete with HID lighting, 620/70R42 duals. A nice machine, a lot like new. And don't forget, New Holland Credit has teamed up with Lindemann Tractor to give us 0% financing for up to 60 months with qualified credit on any used combine. I know you've been really busy, but harvest is coming up soon, and the best selection is right now. Call us today, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
In our funeral announcements, Wilma Best, age 94, formerly of Shelby, died Saturday in Fremont, Nebraska. Funeral services for Wilma Best will be today at 10:30 at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Charles Maffin, age 77, of Earlham, died Friday. Funeral services for Charles Maffin will be today at 10:30 at the Earlham Presbyterian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Rosemary Becker, age 87, of Atlantic, died last Wednesday. Services for Rosemary Becker will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Alice Lint, age 78, of Panora, also died last Wednesday. Services for Alice Lint will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Eleanor Allen, age 93, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Eleanor Allen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ralph Hall, age 67, of Adair, died Sunday. Graveside services for Ralph Hall will be today at 2 o'clock at the Bear Grove Cemetery in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Harold Zvorak, age 87, of Walnut, died Friday. A celebration of life service for Harold Zvorak will be this evening at 6 o'clock at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Bernice Burnside, age 99, formerly of Lewis, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Bernice Burnside will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Adelaide Cron, age 86, who's formerly of Panama, died Sunday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Adelaide Cron will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rodney Rhodes, age 59, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Rodney Rhodes will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Valera Mayberry, age 100, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Monday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Valera Mayberry will be Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Velma Smith, age 101, of Lewis, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Velma Smith will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Verna Christensen, age 95, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Verna Christensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dorothy Weiss, age 88, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Weiss will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Lynn Christensen, age 75, formerly of Bridgewater, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lynn Christensen are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.